Goodbye, true love. So long, sweetheart. Hello to a brand new start. Goodbye, true love. So long, sweetheart. Hello to a brand new start. I love you, baby, Lord, and how I try. Shook me up, keeping you satisfied. Never rocking a boat, never saying no to all the cruel tricks you had to show. It seemed my heart and soul was not enough. I wasn't ready to call your bluff. Trouble brewed, someone had to pay. It's time for me to have my say. Goodbye, true love. So long. You made me cry so long to feeling like I wanna die. Well, I'm suffering the blues, but I don't feel bad. You can't hold what you ain't never had. Without your love, you think I can't survive. It's true, I love you, God, I don't know why. Chains are broken, here's a souvenir. Just see the straight things I wanna say to you, dear. Goodbye, true love. So long. Goodbye, true love. So long, sweetheart. Hello to a brand new start. Hello to a brand new heart.
That's okay. Music in your eyes, I can tell by your surprise that you've been doing fine. So don't give me no more lies. We'll understand it all in time. Music in your eyes. love to watch you dance. Now don't be feeling shy, 'cause I know you know how. And you're not sleepy now. When I came into this town, I knew my hands were bound in. I knew I'd have to pay for my ways or else go underground. But I see music in your eyes. I can tell by your surprise that you've been doing fine. So don't give me no more lies. We'll understand it all in time. In a hole, 'cause that's not the way to do it. I know you wanna be set free, to let your love come shining on through. So come on and shine now, music in your eyes. I can tell by your surprise that you've been doing fine. So don't give me no more lies. We'll understand it all in time. You know, you know, you know, we'll understand it.
Another one of those brilliant Canadian songwriters that had a way of grabbing you by the heart. That was Stan Rogers with a gorgeous take on Willie's Music in Your Eyes. Before that, we heard Prairie Oyster with one of their big hits, Goodbye, So Long, Hello, co-written by Mr. Willie P. Bennett. About a month ago or so, we were treated to our first and so far only live guest here in the studio. It was Mr. Scott Nolan. And Scott has been a veteran at many Fred Fests and has been embraced by Fred Eagle Smith fans, and rightly so. He's a fantastic performer, so much so that he actually wrote a song sort of inspired by Willie P. Bennett and came to talk he brought us a live recording of that and talked a bit about it. And let's listen back to that now. This is Scott Nolan live in the studio here about a month ago. But first, here's the song he wrote about Mr. Willie P. Bennett called Drive Day.
This next song is a newer song of ours. It's the first official step I've taken toward trying to encourage the rest of Canada to recognize Willie P. Bennett as a national treasure. This song is called Drive Day. Before I forget everything I learned here, before I forget, is everything I'm grateful for. Listening to Willie P.
mandolin on overdrive. Why?
Bennett, a guy not unlike yourself. I mean, I don't know him perhaps as well as you do, but a guy who seems to live and breathe music and is a huge music fan, as well as obviously a great great player. And I mean, the guy just loves to be on stage and do his thing with Fred and whatnot. But how well do you know him? Like, what's your connection?
We have a really close friend, a friend of mine that owns a tattoo shop in Austin. So we have a close mutual friend. We had that going in when I first met him. So, you know, I remember different people telling me, you know, oh, Willie really likes you. You know, like, what'd you do? Because people are kind of nervous around Willie, you know. And I said, I didn't do anything. But I think this mutual friend we have bridges a huge gap. So from the time I did my first Fred shows and stuff, I spent a fair bit of time around Willie. And, you know, I wouldn't say I know him super well. But he is one of those guys, though, I've been affected by watching, you know, like, yeah. it's he's an exceptional human being in a whole variety of ways, you know. I remember, you know, like Willie, when I first met and got to know the Holmes Brothers, Willie reminds me of that cut of person, you know, like,
yeah.
You don't see it all the time, and when you come across it, it's very unmistakable. It's just a, part of it is just a pride in what you do, and,
yeah.
You know, yeah, there's just Willie's just real right to the point. You know, he takes what he does seriously. He works really hard day after day at it, and yeah, you know, I think I've heard lots of people say over the years, "Oh, I can't believe Willie doesn't do this and
yeah.
he doesn't do that." You know, I think everything Willie does is quite deliberate. You know,
yeah,
he's in control and making his choices, and you know, he still built a legend.
I know. You know,
however he chose to go about it.
It frustrates the hell out of me that the guy never makes records anymore, and he hardly ever does his own thing. I mean, after Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, you'd think he'd be out there all over the place.
Yeah,
but
you know, I'm not sure what his thing is with making records. He's told me, though, he takes a real long time to do stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody's different, you know, and then he works or was working most of the time with somebody that doesn't take a long time to do things.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, so, you know... Everything comes down to time, I guess.
Yeah.
He's got more time on his hands now than he has. And I know he was, he did some recording while he was in Winnipeg at Jackson's.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it was for, but, you know, there's no shortage of songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are funny, you know.
We'll see him one of these days. You told a great story about him at the West End about, I mean, he just had a heart attack, and you were kind of telling the story of that.
I tell it a lot when I play that last song there, just, because I think it says a lot about who Willie is, you know?
Would you mind? Because, I mean, well, I always screw it up. So
this is the report I got, you know, and I just immediately believed it because it sounds like Willie, was that it was, I think it was Victoria Day, playing with Fred, and he'd had a heart attack, I think, somewhere in the middle of the set.
Yeah.
And, you know, knew what was going on or knew something was going on, but finished the performance, packed up his own gear, like he always does. And drove
and
his,
Fred's gear too. I mean,
I always wondered about that. I haven't actually asked that particular night if he tore down the whole stage, but you know, in all likelihood, he did, because that was a part of his gig on the road, and you know, drove himself to emergency. But you know, I think of all the times I watched them on the road, and you know, when I was first kind of joining that camp and doing shows with them, I always wonder too, like, boy, you know, you think he would have reached an area where he gets a little bit of special consideration and treatment. You know, it didn't take me too long to figure out that's what makes Willie Willie, is that he's not interested in that, you know. He sets up and sound checks the stage because he's the best at it and because he has no tolerance for anything less than perfection. When he performs, you know, he wants that stage to sing.
Yeah.
And that's why he does it, because he knows nobody can do it as well as he can. And he's right. And, you know, so I'd watch this guy night after night and really learn a lot about, you know, if you're gonna go to the trouble of being on the road, you know, you shouldn't be nervous about trying to be a cut above things and, you know, while other people are drinking and socializing, you know, you should be paying attention to the guitar tone and in the mains and, you know, you shouldn't trust just any old sound man that's behind the board. You take a lot of stuff into your own hands, and in the end, your show just becomes of a higher standard. And that's what he brought to Fred's camp was, you know, he helped build a really great show.
No kidding.
You know, and I'm sure even Fred would say their friendship, I'm sure, has been a great deal of give and take.
Yeah.
You know, I know he's always revered Fred as a writer, and for great reason. I'm sure Fred's learned some tools of the trade off Willie. You know, and that's how those friendships happen. And, you know, like what I feel I have with Joanna, I think that's probably where it came from.
Right.
The service of the song and saying, you know what, it's not about me or my legend. It's about this song. And that's what makes those two unique in the Canadian music world is, at the end of the day, that's all it's about.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fantastic.
Hi, this is Fred Eaglesmith. You're listening to Tell the Band Go Home, and you should tell the band to go home because they always will eat your food when you leave the house to go to work and you leave them there. Tell them to go home. 101.5 FUMFM.
Well, I always have to send out a word to a guy who I'm so inspired by, and that's Willie P. Bennett. It must be great having him in your band every night.
Yeah, and there you talk about a work ethic. Willie P. Bennett has changed my strings every night for 15 years.
That's unbelievable.
I know. Before the show, he takes my guitar and says, I'm going to change your strings, Fred. He changes them. And it just sort of started out like a joke, and it's been the same for all those years, and he's a tremendous worker.
Now, how did you get hooked up with Willie P., just out of my own curiosity?
Well, you know, like 18 years ago, I'm at the Owen Sound Folk Festival, and this drunk guy walks up to me and says, do you need a harmonica player? And I just thought he meant for the one day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's never gone.
So you guys have been working together.
We once had on the phone. your sister cry all the way home. I'll never know how you got into such a mess. Why do the bridesmaids all have to wear the same dress? And everybody say that you look real good, but I think that you just look stone. Your sister cried all the way.
Have a nap there, buddy. You want a sandwich? Lately, we've taken given them some sandwiches on the stage now, you know?
Gonna have a chicken salad sandwich.
Yeah, look at a nice chicken chow salad sandwich and after the fourth song and a little cocoa. I get tired up there. Especially during your friggin' stories. Are your stories getting longer or am I getting deaf? This August, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be 20 friggin' years.
Yep, you deserve a medal, Fred.
The hardest friggin' 20 years of my life. What about Willie?
Look at me, I'm the picture of health.
And wealth. Yeah, look at those pants. Those are $90 pants, I bet. Cripes, how come my band can afford better clothes than me?
We don't spend all our money on vegetarian food.
Oh, Mr. Health Food Snackster himself. Yes, sir. And it's just been 20 years of friggin' bliss, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sir. There's nothing like dragging a side man out of some club at 4 o'clock in the morning by his feet. You drag him into the ditch and turn him upside down. Only the good die young. Willie P. Bennett, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe I should call her up, and even if she laughs at me, at least I would get to hear her voice. Maybe
Maybe I could calm her down, and she'd ask me to come around and pick her up and take her out someplace. But I'm just dreaming. She says she's had enough of cowboy boots and pickup trucks, enough of checkered shirts and dark blue eyes, going back to being a rich man's wife. And I'm just dreaming. I should have never took up with her, should have never had a girl who didn't know hay from straw. But when I fell into her eyes, it was like I'd found paradise, and I'd finally figured out where heaven was. But I'm just dreaming. She says she's had enough of cowboy boots and pickup trucks, enough of checkered shirts and dark blue eyes, going back to being a rich man's wife. And I'm just dreaming.
You know, I've been a Fred Eagle Smith fan for a long time, and part of the reason why I started to go see him in the first place, and certainly why I kept going back, was to see Willie P. Bennett. I had this sort of mix of curiosity and wonder, like, what the heck is Willie P. Bennett doing in Fred Eagle Smith? Not that there's anything wrong with Fred Eagle Smith, but what the heck is Willie P. Bennett doing in his in someone else's band when he should be out doing his own stuff? But he added so much to the live show. It was just it was unbelievable to see the way they worked together and the way they played together for so long. And I mean, you talk to the guys. We've had Dan Walsh on the show a number of times, and Roger Maron, and working with Fred isn't always easy. I mean, it's a tough grind. Fred's out there 200 days a year, all across North America and Europe and all over the place, and he keeps you jumping. So most people don't last very long with Fred, just because they kind of get worn out and they want to go do their own thing and they don't want to hear that same story again. But Willie held on and was really the leader of that band for so many years that it's going to be hard to go to a Fred show from now on and see what's going to happen. But it'll be interesting indeed. Speaking of Fred, I just I was doing some research for this, and I found out that Fred, he's been doing those Roots on the Rails tours across Canada for a number of years, and a very exciting one coming up in November that you might want to know about is right here in Manitoba. The Roots on the Rails tour is going from Winnipeg to Churchill in the beginning of November, for goodness sake. They're going up to see the Polar Bears, and it's going to be Fred along with, get this, Gurf Morlux and John D. Graham. So somebody better put on a heck of a good show here in Winnipeg for us to see, because I ain't got $3,500 to go on that train. But if anybody wants to sponsor me, I promise to bring you back lots of good stories. So if anybody has, you know, $3,500, love to go on that train. I'm sure Willie's some Willie stories on that train. I wanted to play one more from Fred, and one of the saddest things for me is that I'll never get to hear Willie sing this song live again. And unfortunately, you know, I have a whole bunch of Fred Eagle Smith live stuff, but I could not find a live version of this song. And unfortunately, on the record, Willie is not on it. But I wanted to play it anyway, first of all, just to sort of spur my memory of one of my favorite. It's one of those moments in a Fred show that just sent shivers down my spine the first time I heard Willie singing along on this song. And it breaks my heart to know that I'll never hear it again, but I sure would love to find a recorded copy if anybody has one. Boy, oh boy. But it's a nice song, and it seems somewhat apropos at this point, so we'll play it. It's Fred Eagle Smith, unfortunately not featuring Willie P. Bennett, but here it is, one more from Fred with Codeine on Tell the Band to Go Home.
It hard to round up the cattle, and the light sure does hurt your tortured eyes. You keep falling in and out of your broken saddle, and so many knots you've forgotten how to tie. Winds willow softly like a funeral home, and the dew sparkles like a baby's tear. Your hands are softer than you've ever known. There's nothing left for you to see your. Bloody barbed wire, they've put it up everywhere. And those summer storms, they sure do make it shine. And the dust has changed the color of your hair. And the wind has changed the lines around your eyes. You just can't drink whiskey anymore, and there's nothing that'll kill your endless heartburn. That pickup truck is starting so much harder. Lately you've been taking some wrong turn. Survey stakes, they're on the horizon. They ain't staking out wells or mines. The sight of those machines could start you crying. The sounds keep you up in the night. The sounds keep you up in the night. The sounds keep you up in the night. Sounds keep you up in the night.
going to sign off after this song, and thank you very much. And I know you got a lot of music to see today, and I hope you enjoy it all. Thank you.
Sitting down by the water, watching the current spin. Every leaf and every twig of this life I'm living. Where every rock's a building block, and every breath is rest. Will come the day when all our tears are gathered in one vessel. Standing down by the crossroads, the devil's by my side. He wants me to trade my peace of mind, and all I got left is pride. Cause traffic's fast and life is hard, and every thought's a mess. Oh, come the day when all our tears are gathered in one vessel. How can we face a future where the truth is vandalized? Unless I look into myself, how can I criticize? When thoughts like love and thoughts like hate meet headlong on a trestle, oh, come the day when all our tears are gathered in one vessel. When red leaves fall in autumn time and rain drips all the branches bare, I wonder at my own true love and all the light that's shining there. She's more than just a bird of spring or summer sunshine on the fields. She is brighter than the stars above and needs no wind to paint her brave wings. Who wonders at the universe and all the planets up above, to think of all the minds out there and all the hearts that beat for love. It's more than just a bird of spring or summer sunshine on the fields. She is brighter than the stars above and needs no wind to paint her brave wings. When springtime finally wakens up and pushes back its winter shroud, when grace has finally found its place, joy will come. It's more than just a bird of spring or summer sunshine on the fields. She is brighter than the stars above and needs no wind to paint her brave wings.
Easy there, fella. Thank you. I thought I'd start out with the mandolin because it's kind of an ornery day for the mandolin, so I'm starting out with the mandolin. ¶¶ sitting here watching the sunset. The red sun's going down. I guess you knew about my heart before you came around. Well, before you came around. It only takes a moment to see that red sun flare. When anger swings a pendulum, there's harsh words everywhere. Yeah, there's harsh words everywhere. So run here to my loving arms and let me hold you close. There's nothing you could say or do that would cause my heart to close. That would cause my heart to close. Devil's in my head, then the devil's in my head. So fly away, my little bird, into the open blue sky. And someday when I get my wings, I'll meet you by and by. Yes, I'll meet you by and by. And fly away, my little bird, when springtime comes around. Don't let them harsh winds blow and force you back down to the ground. Force you back down to the ground. Someday when I get my wings, I'll meet you by and by. Yes, I'll meet you by and by.
There's a live version of Sunset Pendulum, which is available on the Heartstrings record. Willie, I guess, is his last record during his life. It came out in 1998, and a fine one at that. I sadly never got to see a Willie P. Bennett concert, and that shocked and saddened me all the time. I kept hoping and praying that he would come here and do a show, but it has not come to be for a long time. So I didn't get to see a lot of that stuff live. The only time I really got to, well, two times I got to see Willie sing his own songs. The first time was in Grand Forks at a Fred show when Fred briefly had this thing called the Flying Squirrel Review, where he let the other guys in his band sing a few songs before he went on. So I got to hear Willie for the first time there, and then a couple of songs at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, but that was about it. And it's a shame indeed. But before that, we heard Brave Wings, live a cappella version. And anybody who saw Willie in concert says that the highlight was when he did One Vessel, and he would sing it into his mandolin or his guitar or whatever. And that's why it's kind of got that weird feedbacky sound. And before that, we heard Fred Eaglesmith with Codeine. And we're running out of time. The Bluegrass Guy's here, and so we'll turn it over soon. But first, another good friend and supporter of Willie was Colin Linden. And he has been on the show talking about Blackie a number of times. And so we're gonna hear that as soon as I can get it to work. The technology is failing me a little bit today, but that's right. We'll soldier on. It's the way. It's what Willie would do. Soldier on. All right. So here's Colin Linden talking about Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, and then introducing our last song, "Till a Band of Gold." Project come together in the first place.
Well, it really was. It was something that started with just a mutual love of Willie P. Bennett. And my wife and I had an idea to do a tribute album to Willie. This is, you know, in the November of 1995. And the very same day that my wife and I were talking about this, I got an email from Stephen Fearing saying, wouldn't it be great to get together and, you know, play some Willie P. Bennett songs? Because we were just thinking it'd be cool to do something together. And it was beyond coincidence that it ended up happening. So I excitedly ended up speaking to Stephen about it, and we thought it would be a great idea, and we both thought it would be cool to do it more like under the auspices of a band than to do it like a tribute album where there were 12 different artists.
Right.
And we both knew Tom, and knew that Tom was a very loud supporter of Willie's music and a great guy. And one phone call and Tom was in, and 6 weeks later we were in the studio. And we thought we'd just make the record and that'd be it. But Bernie Finkelstein from True North Records, you know, he really was stupid about the record. And he said, if I could get you a few gigs, would you be into playing a couple gigs to support the record? And we enjoyed each other's company and liked playing together. So we went ahead and did it. That turned into 8 months touring, and we kind of fell in love with each other. And, you know, even though we continued to do our own things, you know, it's been a real ongoing thing for us now.
Now, I, through you guys, have become a huge Willie P. Bennett fan, but tell me exactly what it is about Willie P. Bennett that makes you guys, and I guess me, love him so much.
Well, the thing I find about Willie's music is that in the same way as, you know, the group The Band, Willie's music has elements of blues and country and folk and rock and roll in it, so it covers a lot of territory musically, but he's just a great, honest, brilliant poet. He's a wonderful musician, and he's just an amazing songwriter and an artist of tremendous integrity. And he takes the music extremely seriously, but he doesn't take himself so damn seriously.
Yeah.
And these are things that make us love Willie as an individual, and those things are really evident in Will's music. So even though on the new album we only do two covers, we do one song of Willie's and one song of Bruce Coburn's, who's a great friend of ours as well, the spirit of what Will does, it kind of guides where we go, no matter what.
Well, I'm going to go out, if you don't mind, with Willie's Diamond Joe. This has always been...
Oh, that's great, yeah.
I think that's my favorite Willie P. Bennett song. And, you know, the first two records, I kept wondering, like, are they going to do this song? And why did you finally get around to doing it on this one?
Well, it's just one of those things that it was something that had been bandied about. You know, we know all the songs. We play all the songs. So you know, it's just a matter of time before we get to him, you know.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we love Willie's material enough, and he's still a part of what we do enough that, you know, we could do a whole other album of Willie's tunes.
Yeah.
So we wanted the thrust of this one to be our own songs, but I kind of feel like you don't burn the bridge that brings you over.
Exactly.
The fact that we have this love of Willie's music, it's kind of a great... it's like a great yardstick for everything else we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason that we ended up doing Willie's Diamond Joe on this one is we were just jamming and we started playing it and we liked what it sounded. So we tried it out in the studio, and I think the tape record is the only one we did.
Really?
And we just played it. You
well,
know?
It's a,
and
it's
it,
a
felt,
one...
it felt righteous. So. Three. Thanks.
Once I was a rich man, a gambler was my game, until I saw her cool beauty, and inside her danced my flame, and I watched till my desire was turned from me. She watched till I was blinded, and then she left me there. Give her diamonds for her fingers and rhinestones for her hair. Give her dresses for her body, but don't
Hi, this is Willie P. Bennett. Tell the band to go home on 101.5 UM FM.